Are you sleeping with him?
Yes.
You know what? The only reason he was with you is because you spread his legs.
Facebook Fights.
It's Facebook Fights every Tuesday right around this time. We get it together and bring to life the skirmishes that occur online. In our undercard today, Paul is pretty tired of people talking behind her back. A common theme. It's Facebook Fights, bout number one.
I just love it when people talk behind my back. It's just awesome.
Who's doing that?
Don't bite. Don't bite. That's what she wants.
Oh, is it, Diana? Is that what I want?
Sure seems like it.
Time out. Time out, honey. Don't say anything else. I know what this is about. Paula, can you please DM me?
See, Diana, something is really going on.
So what? Still fishing and you're biting.
Jess, no, I will not DM you. Let's have it out right here.
Please, I don't want to do this here.
Look, you started it at the hair salon, so finish it here.
Oh, no. I don't like this.
I do. Bring it on, Jess.
Yeah, pull up your big girl panties and tell me what you said.
Please, it was taken out of context, sweetheart.
What did you say, Jess?
Now I'm biting. Spill it.
Yeah, Jess, spill it.
Fine. I said that your new haircut wasn't flattering because of the weight that you put on.
What? OMG!
Is that it? There's nothing that Paul doesn't already know. Get back to me when you have some good stuff, please.
Diana, you are so mean.
Oh, well, at least I'm honest.
Honey, I am so sorry.
Just sorry you got caught.
I changed my mind. I think it's better when people talk behind your back.
You know what? It really is.
It really
better
is.
Better that they should talk and you don't know.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
The older you get, the less you'll give a crap anyway.
Okay. Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
Unless it's damaging, right?
Yeah, he said what? Okay, he's probably right. I don't care.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what? Okay. I do look horrible in that dress.
Yeah, sure. I've always looked horrible in a dress.
A couple of nights that poodle didn't look so, you know.
You know, so what? Well, I like that.
It's any one of them.
Jiffy.
Yeah. All right, here we go, kids. It's time now for Next Door Wars. Next Door Wars. A series of monologues by people from the Next Door app. Next Door Wars.
Starring Rick Rumble. B. Arthur.
Beatrice Arthur. Next Door Wars. Shelley, we'll start with you.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave this music on.
Perfect.
Go.
Huge divorce sale. He couldn't keep his pants on, so they're yours. Starting at 9 a.m.-ish to whenever I pass out, come on by and get fabulous deals on furniture, clothes, kitchenware, and anything else my cheating husband touched. Bring your penicillin. Everything must go. Come and get the deals. His girlfriend gets him, but not everything I bought. The sales will be amazing, and you'll love helping a newly single mom with two kids. If you love great deals, nice stuff, and despise cheaters, come on over. Single, attractive men, 30 years of age and over, encouraged to attend.
Nice.
Wow. Nice.
No.
It's the all divorce sale. This is where you get a set of golf clubs for $5.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because he's mad. Hey,
my dad rolled up on one of those one time and got an entire great baseball card collection, boxes and boxes.
Oof.
For free.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, what do you got?
I have somebody who's really mad about you messing with his cat.
Really?
Stop brushing my cat.
Wait, this is on the Nextdoor app? Someone's got a post about brushing their cat?
That's right.
Dude.
To the person who assumes my cat is homeless. He's not. Recently, he's been coming in looking especially groomed for a rough and tumble outside cat. His fur feels luxurious. But I'm salty because he didn't let me brush him. I saved him from the needle and adopted this traitor 6 years ago. So please, leave my giant ginger Jack alone. I even ordered a new tag with the request. He literally ordered a new, it's like one of those text-in emergency things the animal.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it just says, his name is Jack, to the stranger who is brushing my cat, stop.
It says that on the tag.
A lot of words. Wow. Could have just said, do not brush.
Yeah, right.
Brushless cat.
Mad. Real mad.
Rod, what does yours say?
This says note to self, which is funny because it's really, you know, it's passive aggressive because it's a note to one of your neighbors.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so note to self. Your neighbors are not amused when you dress in your Renaissance outfit and push your wheelbarrow down the street constantly yelling, bring out your dead!
I would be so amused.
I think that'd be great.
So the guy's got his Renaissance clothes on and he shoves the wheelbarrow down the street.
And he's yelling, bring out your dead!
Bring out your dead!
I'm not dead yet.
Yeah, you
You will be. Very sick.
I'm going to go for a walk.
Right. Nope. You're going to die.
Mine's rather long, so please just give me a second. Bear with me for a little bit. It's entitled, When Neighbors Start Talking, Good Things Happen. When neighbors start talking, good things happen. Trash can put out to the curb too soon. I need to sincerely apologize to all of my neighbors for offending them with the sight of my trash can today. For multiple reasons that I've already disclosed to the Homeowners Association via email, I had to put out my trash can 6 hours early. I know this is offensive and contrary to the values of our neighborhood.
Yeah.
I just want to thank the individuals who stood up for justice on this trash can issue and reported me to the Homeowners Association. Without you in my business, I would truly be lost in this life. I'd also like to thank the Homeowners Association for the kind, non-passive-aggressive email warning me that my despicable actions will not be tolerated and reminding me that my beloved leaders have the power and authority to fine me up to the point of placing a lien on my property putting my trash can out 6 hours early.
Wow.
Remember, folks, no trash cans out too early. Thanks, everyone.
Oh, wow.
6 hours.
6 hours.
Monster!
Well, you know the rule.
You know the rule now, my friend. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. 6 hours. It's Facebook Fights. Now, if you see something we can use, send it over to us. Send us a screen capture to rumble@fm99.com.